Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, you know, Ben, we get lots of different charities and people coming up and brainstorming lots of different ideas.
This one sounds like an interesting one.
I know, Light Up My Life, and it's extraordinary because it's
Light Up A Life. Not, you just said Light Up My Life.
Oh, did I? I think that isn't that a Barry Manilow song? Is that Barry on the line?
He's in a mood today, folks.
Oh, watch out. Now, listen, welcome to the show, Kate. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
You're going to light up my life, I can tell. Now, listen, this actually started with quarry workers in Bangalore. Is that right?
That is right. So, in the middle of last year, myself and a couple of other Aussies went over to India to just help a couple of communities there, one in particular. And it started a huge raft of things, which we're now chasing down with Light Up A Life and Pollinate Energy.
So how does it all happen? How does this all happen out there?
Well, it's pretty simple, really. We basically provide solar lighting for these people who live in slums, in urban areas in Bangalore. So it started with one community, as you mentioned, a group of quarry workers that work in an open-cut quarry. And now we've sort of branched out. We realised there were thousands of other communities and people coming up to us and saying, can you help us too? And so we're now working with over 100 communities in Bangalore and providing solar lights for them.
That's very powerful. Like, how does that make you and the people you work with feel in terms of how a small idea is, you know, what it's actually now become?
Well, it is a really small idea, but it's amazing the impact of literally shining a light on someone's evening and someone's life, particularly for the women and their families, to be able to educate their children in the evenings and to have some form of safety. They would leave a kerosene light on all night, even though they live in these, you know, very flammable plastic tents, just for that safety element. And so now that we can replace that with this sustainable solar light, it's it really makes a difference for them.
And like, we take all this for granted, light, in terms of our own safety. But you say in here it even helps control sexual matters and things that happen in the dark. And you wouldn't even think about that, would you?
I mean, over there are some pretty serious issues with alcohol and domestic violence. And of course, you know, unfortunately, the situation that happened in Delhi recently. So the women are really aware of their own health and safety and sexual health, and being able to have a light on through the night is so important for that.
So how can we get behind the project and help you?
Well, we're actually launching. We're having our gala launch on the 1st of June this year at Sydney Uni. So we're basically reaching out to everybody that we know here and saying, look, you can light up a life too. So come along and help us or provide your support in any way, and you can really be a part of this.
Fantastic.
It's such a great cause.
Yeah.
For more details, head to mindfood.com and we'll do more on this and give you more feedback, because it's a great cause, isn't it?
It is a really, really great cause, and it's a simple thing as well. And I suppose, are they like LED lights, are they? They run for a long time on solar.
Yeah, they do. They do. So yeah, they're very very efficient lights, and they'll run for a couple of nights just on a day's charge. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea. Well, thanks for joining us on today's program. It's been a real hoot talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
And you have lit up Michael's life. He's very happy now, so there you go.
We'll
shed some, I'm going to shed some more light on the issue after the commercial break.
thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for your company today.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.